Welcome to track two on this masterclass, The System for Winning. And in this track, we're going to be going through the two secrets for winning. Now, as we talked about in the first track, we're working our way through my book, Do What You Want. As I said there, the system for doing what you want, I often orient as a system for winning. They're often synonymous terms to me. Doing what you want. Getting what you want, success, winning. And as we work our way through this chapter in the book, The Two Secrets for Doing What You Want, I'm going to keep orienting our language here. The Two Secrets for Winning. And we're going to keep doing this all the way through because, of course, that's the purpose of the masterclass. But also because I want to keep orienting in your mind. Hone in on that thing that you want. Hone in on your process for getting it. Really focus in as much as you can on winning. How do you get so good at honing your clear intent? How do you get so good at running your system for winning? That you're winning more right now. And over time, by putting this system to work, you're winning more and more. Also, as we talked about, the book is oriented towards winning in your career, yet you could be applying this to your business, to being a leader, to being more effective at golf. Yet I would keep orienting it around to what are these long-term goals where you're laying out clear intent, you're laying out deliberate process, and they're more likely to be in building your business, in building your career. But I want to give you the flexibility to see this as, how can you be so good at winning that you can apply this system to winning at anything you choose? All right, so let's dive in. If you're following along in the book, we're in chapter one, The Two Secrets for Winning. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. Ralph Waldo Emerson. In the context of doing what you want, this is about trailblazing. Yet in the context of winning, think about what this quote means. Why go on the trodden path? When Steve Jobs invented the iPhone, he carved out a new trail. What does it take to set your sights on how you want to win and really go for it? And as we open the chapter, we open it with a man who did this, Jeff Bezos, in 1994, was at a crossroad. Having spent a decade building his career on Wall Street and was well positioned at the fast-growing and leading firm, D.E. Shaw. A pioneer in technology and investing, D.E. Shaw had already made a number of lucrative technology investments. And Bezos was evaluating another, what he called the Everything Store. Bezos knew that if he pursued his vision for the Everything Store from within D.E. Shaw, he would never be a true owner. And if he wanted to achieve the financial rewards of an entrepreneur, he would have to leave his job behind. Newly married with a comfortable apartment on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, he contemplated his future. Should he stay in a prominent and comfortable job, or should he set out on his own to pursue his dream? For Bezos, imagining looking back and regretting having not participated in the emerging internet, it was a seemingly easy decision. He left his career and began building the Everything Store, Amazon.com. All of us have a vision for what our career and life can be. Yet for many of us, the path isn't clear. Do you stay in your current job? Make a move? Do something completely different? It's hard to know. Many of us forever question what we want and our ability to create it. Yet no matter who you are or what you want, we all want to know the same thing. How do you win? How do you get what you want? And I'd pause here and say, who has been more of a winner in the last couple decades than Jeff Bezos. From this man in a job with his idea to start the Everything Store, to the richest man on the planet. Inventing not just a business, but an entire new way of consuming retail. How did he win? What was his definition of winning? See, this is my point on what do you want and doing what you want and winning. His definition of winning at life, in his career, in his business was he didn't want to build it from within, D.E. Shaw. He knew that to be a true owner and reap the financial rewards, to win by his definition, he needed to leave and start it on his own. But that wasn't enough, was it? Even once he started it, what did it take to really win at it? There's a powerful story in the book, The Everything Store, where Bezos goes to Harvard Business School, and they effectively say to him, Mr. Bezos, you seem like a really nice guy, and our advice is you should sell to Barnes & Noble now and get out of the business.